Glad you're with us on this Friday. As many as one in five seats in the House of Representatives may be competitive next year as population shifts and partisan realignment conspire to create one of the most widespread battlefields in generations. Reed Wilson, national correspondent at The Hill, has been crunching the numbers. Reed, what have you found?
So about 89 districts out of the 435, so about 20% of House districts across the country, were decided by 10 points or less in the last election. And that's a really big number. We ordinarily see the House battlefield sort of concentrated on 20 or 30 seats. This year, it could be as many as 80 or 90, depending on how heated the presidential campaign gets, how much one side wins by. And because of the population shifts over the last 10 years, you know, it's been since 2012, that we've had a census and a redistricting period. There are some of these districts that have just a massive amount of new residents because of people just moving around the country. So the average congressional district in America has about 23,000 new residents since the last census was taken. And in a state like Texas that has gotten just incredible growth, that number is 74,000. So imagine being a member of Congress and having to go back and deal with about, you know, a quarter or a third of voters every 2 years are new people who don't know you, who've never shown up before, and who might have come from a place that where voting patterns are different. So people might move in to Texas from California, but the fact is they're still voting like they're Californians. That makes it real hard for a member of Congress to introduce him or herself to their new voters and to keep their jobs.
Wow. So you point out it's really a lot of Rust Belt moving to the South, or the Bible Belt, right?
Yeah, basically, well, not just the Bible Belt, but the Sun Belt in general.
Sun
and
that
yeah. stretches from, you know, North Carolina all the way west into Arizona and Nevada. So Americans are generally moving south and west. That is the what we've seen basically since the beginning of the Republic, as people move out of the Northeast. And those Northeastern states are the states that have experienced either the slowest growth or the most population loss in the last few years, while states like Florida, Texas, Georgia, Arizona, experience just massive increases.
We're speaking with Reed Wilson, national correspondent at The Hill. He's written a piece entitled Population Shifts Set Up Huge House Battleground. So what's a candidate to do?
Well, the candidate has to spend a lot of time in their districts, and the good ones are. I talked to Congressman John Carter's strategist. He's a Republican from Texas who lives in the Austin suburbs, and what they do is they basically act like he's a first-time candidate every 2 years. Now, his vote share has been declining as the number of people moving into his district expands dramatically. He's got more than 100,000 new residents in his district just since the last census period. And what he does, he holds these town hall meetings, he holds office hours, and he very aggressively targets those new people, explaining to him to them who he is and why he deserves re-election. Now, as I say, I mean, he only won with 50.6% of the vote last time. John Carter is not somebody who's used to being a target, but it's very clear that the national Republicans have told a lot of these members, hey, you got to get off your rear end and work. Your 65% Republican district is now a 55% district, or a 52% district in some cases.
Wow. So this has happened before, as you mentioned, in Western states. It's a natural ebb and flow, right? Where has this happened before?
Yeah, so we've seen this happen in states like Nevada and Colorado and New Mexico, all of which went for George W. Bush in his re-election campaign in 2004, and none of which have gone for a Republican presidential candidate in the three presidential elections since. That is fueled in large part by new migrants coming from, not from out of the country, but coming from California or New York or Illinois. I mean, my father-in-law is in the suburbs of Phoenix, and every time I go down there, every third license plate is from Washington State or Illinois. And that tells you that people are moving to places where the weather is better, where the jobs are more plentiful, not just to retire, as they might in, you know, some counties, some of the fastest growing counties in Florida happen to be retirement communities, but the fastest growing places in Texas, in Arizona, in Georgia are places where there are tech jobs available. And tech people tend to vote differently than, say, retirees do. And that presents a challenge, especially as these districts just grow substantially.
And is Texas where the gerrymandering calculations are most outdated?
Yeah, that's the interesting part. You know, Tom DeLay, the former House Majority Leader, who was really the architect of the Republican takeover of Texas, his strategy was to draw a bunch of districts that were 80 or 90% Democratic, and then a bunch of Republican districts that were 55 to 60% Republican. So it's basically a more effective distribution of Republican votes. But so many people have moved into those areas, especially in the counties around Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio, and even Houston, that those, you know, 55 to 60% Republican districts are suddenly 50% Republican districts, or maybe even less.
Thanks, Reed. Reed Wilson, national correspondent at The Hill.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.